That's Moody Blues from the second of the run of great psychedelic albums, Days of Not Search of the Lost Chord. You heard Visions of Paradise, and that sounded good. I don't know if I ever played that one before. They were great live, just stunning, actually. Really rocking. They still had their original beat roots, beat group roots showing through. They played some really rocking stuff, which you wouldn't expect from the Cosmic Moody Blues. No, they had big amps and the whole nine yards. Those were the days. Start off the Beach Boys from Smiley Smile. You heard With Me Tonight. Brand new from the Green Pajamas. The album's called Sunlight Might Weigh Even More. You heard Sunlight from that. And a favorite band, good friends, Joe and Jeff. Known him for a long time, and Jeff Kelly just really torqued it up for this one. He's made nothing but good records, but this is an exceptional record. Highly recommended on the Green Monkey label out of Olympia, Washington. Tom Dyer responsible for that. I thank him for making sure I got a copy to play on the radio, and I did, and I'll play a lot more because I like it that much. XTC from their great album Skylarking, you heard Earn Enough for Us. And finish up with Visions of Paradise. Time to regroup. It's top of the hour. So I'm going to tell you, KDLT is supported in part by Shine Beer Sanctuary and Bottle Shop, celebrating the first year of serving 30 revolving craft beers on draft, wine on tap, and curated bottle shop with brewers from around the world. Open daily at 11 a.m., located at 451 East Main in Bozeman, and online at shinebeer.com. And Beartooth Van Works, crafting custom van conversions from Montana Adventures and beyond. Employee-owned and operated in Gallatin Valley. Online at beartoothvanworks.com. Building rugged liberation for the fourth generation. I wonder if they do that airbrush painting like they used to do in the 70s. That would just make it just, that would just tie everything together. Who cares what's on the inside? Big engine, nice comfy things. Airbrush painting of a sunset. That's the deal. And then all this. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM with translators K246 BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220 KD Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208 BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296 EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213 AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And glad people are dialed up and tuned in, checking it out, figuring out what's going on. And that's all around the world. Lovely. Speaking of all around the world, I get records sent to me for CDs. Actually, nobody sends records anymore. Well, some do, but mostly CDs. And I got one this week I've been waiting for. It's from a band I've been playing on the show for the last couple, 3 years. They're called the On and Ons. They're out of Sydney, Australia, I'm pretty sure. They're out of Australia anyway, and I'm pretty sure Clyde Bramley is still in Sydney. That's where I met him all these years ago, 20-some years ago, almost 20 years ago. That new album's called Back for More, and it's good. It's really good. And I just got it up yesterday and fired it up, and it knocked me out. One of those things I'm going to be playing a lot on the show again. I've been playing the other three releases I have by them pretty regularly, but this one's going to move right up into the hot pile. Headed for number one. We'll be right back.
Cause your time is up. Two wrongs can make it right, but not this time. Because you're
Thank you.
Bram Tchaikovsky. Known to his mother as Peter Bramwell from his incredible debut album, Strange Man, Change Man. You heard Sarah Smiles. And he tanked his career pretty quick. Fell off the radar. He did a second album that was pretty good, but him and his writing partner split up, and that was the end of that. And he's just disappeared. I think he plays bar gigs in his hometown now. And he's a fabulous guy. I had seen him with the Motors and then saw him again with his own band. And they're both fantastic. Great power pop pub rock, I guess you might say. It's from that era. A whole bunch of rocking stuff there. I start off the On and On's from their brand new album, Back From More. You heard Better Every Day. The Nomads from their the last studio album they've done called Soul in the Loaded Deluxe. You heard Miles Away. Chris Mazowieck from his album Brujita. You heard the title track. Mick Madu and the Mesmerizers from their album Mesmers. I think that's what it's called. Maybe it's Mesmerizers. It's fancy psychedelic lettering on that. I can't read it. It's called Open Season. You heard Imaginary Friend. Scott McCoy from a recent release called Stereo 66. You heard a song him and Tad wrote together called Calling All Summers. It's mostly covers of some obscure, great obscure rock songs. But a couple of originals, and I had to see what they were up to on their own. That was a good. You can hear the Tad influence all over it. And finish up with Bram. 423. Stepping up to the halfway point of the show. It'll be Uncle Duke at 6 o'clock, and he'll carry you into the evening. So no worries, no fears. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. More? Can you stand any more? It's not up to you. I'm in charge. This last Record Store Day, there is meant to be a reissue of the Heartbreakers album. That's Johnny Thunder's Heartbreakers, not Tom Petty's Heartbreakers. LAMF. And there's a whole twisted story behind that one, too. Another rock and roll story. The original release came out in Track Records, the same label as The Who and Jimi Hendrix. And it was always considered a muddy mess. And there's been a remix of it. And then somebody went through all the other mixes they did because they spent 6 months mixing it. That's what drugs will do to you. It'll chase you up your own tail. And assembled an album from those alternate mixes, which is fantastic. It's actually real lively and nice and clean and stuff. All the excuse, there was a story given for the reason that it was so muddy. Originally, it was that when they mastered it, the machine had a fault in it, and it messed up the frequencies. So this Record Store Day thing that's supposed to come out, in typical Heartbreakers fashion, got a delayed and sidetracked. The pressing went slow, and then the shipping went sideways, and the copies meant for America had to go to Canada. So a lot of shops in America didn't get it. I was waiting for it, but didn't get it, and bemoaning that. And somebody said, no, these guys in Texas have it. So I jumped on it, got a copy for retail price, not the $60 or $100 that has been selling on the aftermarket. And I compared it to my original pressing, and it is different. A little more clarity in the bass region and the drum region. Generally, they've improved it. And for the people who missed out on the vinyl reissue, there is a CD coming with a bonus disc of more demos. So don't despair. It's often considered one of the first punk rock albums. Johnny Thunders have been in the New York Dolls, which is more of a glam band, but the Heartbreakers went to England and did punk ride and actually did a lot to start that movement there. And it's a good album. Greatest punk rock album ever? Maybe not, but it's as good as any. And it's, to me, it's a classic. It produced a lot of really good songs. And, you know, why not? So dig it.
We'll be right back. free. Gotta stay close by me and Wolf. Yes, Chang and Chef, just wrap around the bell and Wolf. Yes, catch a rest. Can you set me up for that?
But he's always there. And you're fixing my eyes with a constant gaze. You could really have me in other days. Come a little closer, he's not to see. There's something going between you and me. I'd like to get to know you, Sean. Take this thing just one step more to find out just what it's all for. But he's always there.
That sort of muddies the discussion about what is punk. I think it's just snotty-nosed guys playing snotty-nosed music. Start off with that Heartbreakers record you heard, Born Too Loose. And if you don't know what LAMF stands for, ask your mother, okay? I can't tell you about it here on the radio. You're Dave D. Dozy, Mickey, Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch. A single from 66 or so. Hold On, Hold Tight. And that's pretty punky. And those guys were somewhere in there. But they sort of came off as a English bubblegum pop band, but they made some pretty subversive and noisy records. Never made it in the States, but people know about them. I've actually got a request for Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch on this show, and I knew what the guy wanted to hear. So there you go. Then we heard the Kinks from 45 as well. King Kong, one of the many, many great Kinks 45s that didn't appear on an album at the time, and that's a killer one. The Yardbirds from their album called The Yardbirds, you heard He's Always There, Jeff Beck on the wailing guitar, Jim McCarty stomping on the bass drum, and that's a good one. That just sounded really nice on the speakers here. And finishing up with the Buzzcocks, just to sort of bookend it a little bit, some English punk rock. Though the Buzzcocks went pretty experimental, weren't afraid of recording 6-minute songs and such. And on one of their big BBC sessions, they played a couple of long instrumentals, much to the record company's dismay, but to their delight that the band could be that subversive. There you go. It's 4:43. I got more stuff to do, more songs to play, so I'm just going to make a quick stop here. Oh yeah, let's do something like this.
Jason Molina wrote somber songs as Magnolia Electric Company and Songs Ohio, but biographer Aaron Osman says there's more to him than just sadness.
I think that the act of making gave him a lot of hope, even though audiences interpreted a lot of his art as tragic or sad or melancholic.
We talk about Jason Molina this week on Sound Opinions. I've been
riding with the ghost. Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Okay, digging back into an old favorite.
suns and the gray lagoons, a silver starfish with a honey moon. All these and more to choose if you. We'll be right back.